Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. Today's episode has dirt in it. It's a dirt sandwich. Not the kind of dirt you're thinking of. It's like when you ground up Oreo and you mix it. It's like a dirt cup, but on bread. You know, like crushed up Oreo and chocolate pudding. It's got some gummy worms in there. It's a dirt cup sandwich. And this is Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Yeah, well, it's mainly because, like, it usually relates to something I've... Well, I can't say it's something I've eaten, because I've definitely said weird shit before.
Yeah.
But this one, I actually did, like, eat a dirt cup, like, last week. Well, there was the climate strike happening on campus, so I was like, eh, I'll go.
Well, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll help the planet by eating a little dirt.
Well, it was like $1.50 for a cup, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. So I went and donated.
Yeah, sure, I'll eat some dirt.
The problem was, is, like, you know how, like... The way I've described the dirt cup in the intro was it's literally like a little paper cup with chocolate pudding, crushed up Oreo, and gummy worms in it.
And dirt?
Well, no dirt. No actual
Oh, there's
dirt.
No real dirt.
No real dirt.
Oh.
So, like, what would you expect to eat that with?
I would say a spoon.
Guess what they didn't give us?
A spoon.
They didn't give us spoons.
It was a crush cup?
No. It was a paper cup, and they were literally just like, all right, here you go.
Use your lizard tongue.
Well, that's what I took it as. Like,
were there other people with chocolate all over their face there?
No, because like 4-year-old? Everyone else did exactly what I did, which is take the cup and walk away. Because we all immediately went off and searched for more spoons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just like...
Oh, it's good for the planet that we're using so many plastic spoons for your dirt cup.
I mean, it's good that we weren't. It's good that we were using paper cups.
I bet that's why they didn't. I bet that's why they didn't have them.
Have you ever had that?
That would have been so...
That would have been super ironic. You ever had a situation like that happen, though, where, like... Or maybe not even that you weren't given the utensil, but, like, you were given just the wrong utensil?
No. I mean, I've, like, grabbed the wrong utensil before, but that's my fault. A lot of times, whenever I was still working on campus, I would, like, go to tea room and get food, and then I'd walk back to Fine Arts where I work to eat it, and I would realize, like, most of the way back that I forgot... Well, honestly, if you realize that you forgot to get a fork by the time you're out of the Curris Center, like, there's no point in turning back.
That's true.
So I would go into the library with, like, just a full meal, walk into... the bookstore, the Starbucks.
Oh yeah, because
which was a little convenience store in the library, and get a fork there, and it always felt weird to me because it was just like walk in and don't buy anything, mm-hmm. and then you get a fork.
A fork.
Yeah, but anyway. That's not that exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, neither is just having, like, a dirt cup and they're not having the utensils for it. It was just... There was also another funny moment where they had a laptop set up so you could, like, sign an online petition to, like, preserve the world, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was one laptop set up to do it, so naturally the line got a little long. And by the time that, like, they noticed the line was getting long, they tried to set up another laptop to do it on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were, like, standing there, and by the time, like, they finished it up, I had already done the petition, and they had told me and the two people in front of me, you guys can sign up on this one. And by the time they actually got it set up to where someone could, we had signed the petition on the first laptop. We were like, okay, so that was pointless. The funny part, though, comes from when they finished setting it up and sat it down next to the other one so they'd have two lines to do it on, and then the first laptop, as soon as the next person got up to it, the laptop crashed. And, like, they were back to one laptop.
Oh, dang.
Yep. So I was like, man, props to you guys for trying?
Yeah.
You failed successfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like one of those situations.
Great term.
It was fun to see the other classmates that I was there with eat dirt cups without using a spoon. Well, I decided I was going to wait and eat it with a spoon. One of them had a spoon in their bag for some reason. They had no other utensils.
Some people do that.
And then the other guy that was there just tried to drink the damn thing.
How'd that go?
He didn't spill any on himself, which is good because he was wearing a very expensive hooded sweatshirt.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just kind of watched him just like nurse it by squeezing it a little bit at a time and just like gushing it into his mouth.
You saying nurse it reminded me of the thing that I was going to talk about today, which is today at work. We get a bunch of stuff from a bunch of different places. Like some of the stuff we order online, some stuff we get from Walmart, some stuff we get from Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
And, so apparently, if you know what the click list is,
mm-hmm.
that you can do at Kroger, it's basically just an online thing. You pick the things that you want in your cart, you pay for them, you go park at Kroger, and they bring them to you in your car.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
So that's what my boss was doing, and she was like, we have one of those square registers that like runs off of an iPad. So she was just doing it on the iPad, right? And she was looking for – she put some almond milk in the cart.
Okay.
And then she was looking for coconut milk, and we use unsweetened coconut milk, and all she could find was sweetened coconut milk.
Oh. Oh, no.
And for some reason, I said, you can milk anything if you squeeze it hard enough. Pat, did you hear me?
I'm trying to process.
I closed Pat's computer because he was not paying attention to me.
I wasn't. He said, you can milk anything if you squeeze hard enough. And I was honestly trying to process it. And then he shut my laptop.
Yep. You got to focus, man.
I don't like that premise.
Anyway, my boss broke. She laughed so hard.
Assuredly, she must have.
Because the thing is, like, most people who listen to this are probably used to, like, our weird sense of humor. And
right.
Like, they're down with it because they keep listening, right?
But not your boss.
But, like, my boss, like, definitely has, like, a very normal person sense of humor. So whenever I get thrown into things, she hears things that she doesn't normally hear.
Mm.
Like, you can milk anything if you squeeze it hard enough.
Yeah. That's not a thing that a normal person hears on a daily basis.
Yeah, no.
We have an entire wall. Well, not a wall. It's like we have a mirror set into our wall that we have just dedicated to writing stupid, stupid things onto. Just like quotes we've coined.
I said something the other night that we didn't put up.
You were supposed to put it up. You asked if that was wall worthy, and I said for sure it was.
I forgot to.
We had a buddy of ours.
Oh, so I remember. You were talking about how was Snapchat advertising condoms to you?
Yes.
And you were like, I'm definitely not going to be using these.
That like, makes it sound super depressing, but like, it's weird to have things get advertised.
Yeah, we were talking about that, and I said, haha, joke's on you, Snapchat. I'm incapable of producing an offspring.
Yeah. Wait, I said that?
No, I said
that. Oh, I was like, I don't remember saying that.
No, we were just riffing on it a little bit.
That was so funny. Why didn't you put that on the wall?
I forgot.
Damn it.
By the time we came inside, I forgot. But I remember what it is, so we can still put it up.
There we go. What was Aaron's thing that he put on there?
He was talking about how there was one morning where, you know those jelly beans that, like, taste bad?
Yeah.
So one of his roommates was just like kept giving him these jelly beans and was like, this one's cut grass, this one's dog shit or whatever. Like, and Aaron just kept eating them, which, by the way, Aaron is a guy that we have hung out with a few times and he's really cool. So you can stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's a buddy.
Yeah. So he came over and he was hanging out and he was telling us about these jelly beans and like he kept eating them. He ate like 30 of them apparently. Mm-hmm. Just the bad tasting jelly beans.
Yeah. But he also wasn't affected or something.
And the other guy that his other roommate was also hanging out with us and his name's Bryce. And Bryce said, dude, you ate like 30 of those. Why didn't you stop? And he said, when you have big brass balls like me, jelly beans don't mean shit.
Honestly, it made my night to hear that. But then the best part was, is for like 10 minutes afterwards, Bryce was just shitty about not getting a quote on the wall, and how the next time he came and hung out with us, he would like, I'm going to say a better quote than that one, and I'm erasing that dumb shit off there. We were like, that's not really how the wall works. That's not how the wall
works. Once it's up, it's up.
It's up, it's up.
Yeah. Yep.
We have a lot of dumb ones. Like, I think the first one we put up there was, if I had to choose between the world and Sonic, I'd choose Sonic.
Yeah.
Referring to the hedgehog.
What were some that we had at the old house? Because we also had a big mirror at the old house, and we got pretty lucky having a mirror at this place, too.
Yeah, definitely the one I remember the most is, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog is laying pipe.
Yeah, I mean, he is. Why are they always about Sonic?
I don't know. We didn't even play Sonic the Hedgehog.
They're always about Sonic the Hedgehog.
They're mostly about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, actually, it's mostly a board about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Most of the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly just about Sonic. Anyway.
We say other stuff. We don't actually talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, like, at all.
Don't lie to our listeners.
We only joke. We talk about him under our breath.
I'm always thinking about Sonic.
I'm never thinking about Sonic, dude. Unless Pat, we are riffing, I am not thinking about Pat, Sonic the Hedgehog.
You cannot lie to yourself like that.
Bro, I am telling myself the God's honest truth right now. And that's, it says Sonic good. Does not enter my mind except when we riff.
It's not good for you to hold that back like that.
This is like you and Shrek, honestly. You and Sonic is exactly the same as you and Shrek. And I don't care for it.
Yeah, but you like the Sonic jokes more than the Shrek jokes.
Well, yeah, I love the Sonic jokes. That's what they are. They are jokes.
You hate the Shrek jokes.
Yeah, because the Shrek jokes are weird. Sonic jokes are also weird, but they're like two different kinds of weird.
Yeah. Anyway.
People make Shrek sexual all the time.
Homosexual.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I can't believe you said sexual instead of Shrek-sual, you big idiot.
I don't like that you also say homosexual all the time, because I'm not a fan of that.
Would you prefer to be hetero-Shrek-sual?
I don't like Shrek being inserted into everything.
What about pan-Shrek-sual?
Okay, can we stop doing this joke?
Please? It's the same joke over and over.
Exactly.
It's that Shrek kind of sounds like sex.
Shrek sounds just enough like sex to make a joke out of it.
Yeah, to jam it in there.
Yep. Dude, when's the last time you watched the Shrek movie?
Oh, God. It's been a long time. Years. Several years, actually, since I've seen any Shrek film. Or any part of any Shrek film.
Do you know how many Shrek films there are?
Four? Five? I'm gonna say four. Final answer.
So I don't actually. I asked that question without remembering myself how many Shrek movies there were. My guess is four.
Your guess is four. Then I'm gonna guess five.
Okay. Films in the. Oh no! Wait. This is. Oh shit. Shrek franchise. I just looked at the first movie. My bad.
Yeah.
The Shrek franchise consists of Shrek, Shrek 2, Shrek the Third. Shrek Forever After. That's four.
That's four, okay.
Then there's a spinoff movie called Puss in Boots.
Oh, Puss in Boots, yeah. Is Shrek in it?
Oh, wow. Hold on. Puss in Boots? Yeah, I've seen it. He's not in it.
Was there a Shrek TV show ever?
I don't think so. In 2018, it was reported by Variety that someone had been tasked to revive both Shrek and Puss in Boots. With the original cast potentially returning. So in 2018, like, one of the, what was he to Shrek?
To Shrek?
I don't know. I just read that, like, in 2018, a guy, who knows who, his name is Chris Meledandri, was asked to revive the Shrek and Puss in Boots franchises. But I don't know how he is related to Shrek right now. I just know that he is the CEO of Illumination, which I guess,
whatever that means.
Yeah, Illumination is like a movie studio. It's an American film and animation studio.
Oh, so DreamWorks said, we've had enough of this shit.
Yeah. Apparently, before joining Fox, he was president of Don Steele Pictures at Walt Disney Pictures, where he served as an executive producer on Cool Runnings.
Ah, Cool Runnings.
Everyone remembers Cool Runnings. Yeah, I have no clue how he's related. I guess they just like... Oh, basically, DreamWorks Animation was put underneath this guy. And he was asked to reboot Shrek and Puss in Boots. Cool. So he's CEO of a franchise. and or he's CEO of a movie studio, and then NBC bought it and was like, here, watch both of these studios and also remake Shrek. Who would you cast as Shrek if you remade Shrek?
If I remade Shrek.
If you remade Shrek, who would you cast as Shrek?
Mike Myers. He's the only Shrek.
I mean, yeah. What about Donkey?
Eddie Murphy would be my choice.
Okay. I see where this is going. What about Fiona?
Who played Fiona in the original?
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci is who I'd pick.
Gotcha. Cool. It was actually Cameron Diaz. I just wanted to see if you just picked the exact same name that I spouted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because cool. I think it was perfect the way it was.
What about Lord Fuckwad?
Do you know who plays him?
Hell no.
Yeah, I didn't think
Apparently,
so.
There's like a scene where he's looking at the princesses.
Yeah, he has a boner.
Yeah, he gets in front.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's... You can't hide this stuff from us, DreamWorks.
Yeah, like whenever the animator put like a penis in the little
Yeah, you didn't
castle.
Have to do that.
Yeah. That guy had been animating that stuff for so long that he was like, I'm so fucking sick and tired of this shit.
Yeah.
Tired of the Little Mermaid. Tired of animating all this.
Just give everything a boner. Yeah. No, that's not... Yeah, that's not great.
I like how terrible that movie is, like The Little Mermaid, just because it's like... This dude fell in love with just like, I found the perfect woman.
Oh, no,
she
I know
can't
exactly
talk.
Where this is going. Yep.
Yeah. Like, that's what they wrote.
They wrote that, yeah.
They wrote that.
It says that in the script.
Yeah. Perfect woman because she can't talk. I don't know, man. People shit on the Disney movies a lot nowadays because they were probably not made with they were made with good intentions. And they were made for kids, so we weren't meant to think about them that deeply.
Yeah, but like, if you go back far enough in the Disney archive, you can find some.
Yeah, I think my favorite example is
it's
Br'er
like,
Rabbit.
Well, and it's like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just funny to me that Disney can stay alive after all of the stuff they've made.
Well, anyone can stay alive after all the stuff they've done.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying, though.
The rich ones
they
can.
They can't. Because, like, James Gunn got totally just taken down because of tweets he sent, like, 7 years ago or whatever.
True.
And Disney can write a cartoon for children with a friggin' tar baby in it.
Oh.
And the main character of the purpose of the tar baby was to enrage...
The main character,
the
hero.
So much, the hero of the film. So much that he has to stop, can't help but punch the tar baby in the face.
I don't like saying that. Oh. It is a little, like, just...
Oh,
the
it's
villains,
so bad.
The
it's
villains
so...
in the movie took a shit ton of, like, road of black road tar and formed a small... humanoid form out of it about the size of a baby.
Yeah.
So, and then they dressed it up and then the Br'er Rabbit punched it because he hated the tar baby.
We're not making
explaining it in the least racist way possible still isn't
it's
working.
So, and it's like they can make that and then just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And nobody ever questions them about it.
Yeah, well, they changed...
What is the deal with that?
They basically rewrote it for, like, Disneyland attractions or Disney World attractions because they changed
no.
the tar baby. Yes. They changed the tar baby to a honeycomb, to a beehive.
They
made it seem like it got stuck in honey.
No.
Yeah.
They... Okay, if you make a property like that... And then you're like, we want it in Disneyland, but it's super racist.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Not abandon it and try to bury it at all costs.
Dude,
let's just remake it and use this racist ass rabbit.
And just change what he's being upset about. I still have that book, by the way. I had that book as like a kid, still got it at my house.
What's in it? Is there a honeycomb? No. There's not.
Dude, it's an OG. It's the racist original.
What do they call it? Like, when they talk about it in the book, what do
they call it? A tar baby.
They call it a tar baby.
They call it a fucking tar baby.
No.
It's so... I don't feel good saying it.
Oh, no.
Just...
I'm laughing out of discomfort, and that never happens to me.
It happens to me all the time, dude.
Oh,
like,
boy.
It's the...
That's really bad.
There's also that thing about, like, a lot of people are just, like, that time that, like, Donald Duck was a Nazi. It was a nightmare. By the way, He was not, he like, they did not animate him as just like, let's make him a Nazi. It was Donald Druck. Donald Duck was having a nightmare, and in that nightmare, he was a Nazi.
Oh. Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That being said, there is also definitely sound footage.
I still probably would have just passed on that.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone should have ever thought, let's animate and record Donald Duck saying, Hail Hitler.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, super don't like saying that in a format where my voice can be captured at all. Yeah, not a fan.
Shouldn't have said it.
Nope.
Anyway, well, we've said Tar Baby like 8 times, so. Anyway, so earlier you said the phrase made my day.
Yeah.
I guess is a bad way to come out of the last bit. But anyway, you said the phrase made my day, and it reminded me of another thing that I would love to talk about.
I'd love to hear about it.
Yesterday, the thing that made my day worth living through was there was a lady who came in at about 8 o'clock.
Oh, I remember this.
And she ordered a latte with a extra double shot, which is like, I mean, at that point you're having four shots of espresso in your coffee. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it happens from time to time. People order that and it's like, okay, maybe they'll be sipping on this for a while, whatever. And then she goes, you know what? Put another shot in there. Make it 5 shots. And I was like, my moral compass turned on and I said, should I make this drink? And of course I did, because it's my job. I made the drink, and she, like, we handed it to her. I said, man, if this doesn't wake you up, nothing will. She goes, oh, I know. She took a drink of it and, like, moaned, like, oh, it's so good. You know?
Yeah. I hate how sexual people get with coffee. It upsets me.
Yeah, I don't like that. Anyway, so she left. The second the door closed, I looked at my coworker and I go, that drink was an abomination.
Dude.
And I said, honestly, I don't think it was legal that we made that. I don't know that it was.
I can honestly say that I'm questioning the legality of what I've just done.
Yeah. And the other joke that I made was, there were 3 jokes. This is the third one.
Gotcha.
I tweeted it. And I just said, a woman just ordered a drink with 5 shots of espresso in it. Why does she laugh in the face of God like that? Dude, she's going to be seeing sounds if she drinks that fast enough.
That's true. I can see through time. I want this story to be true. I really want to talk to the person that did it. Someone that I'm in my photography class with was talking about how he came into Panera one day with his girlfriend. And there's no way. I don't believe this. But he said that on that day she ordered 23 shots of espresso.
No.
It can't be true. So I just want
to
put this out there.
Panera's espresso is like not
the best. We don't need to go into detail about it. We've done it before. It's not the best espresso.
Yeah, I just love to talk shit about the way Panera does espresso. Anyway, yeah. Go on.
Like, everything's great, but the espresso could be coffee stand quality. But yes, that was, he just dropped it. He dropped it like there was going to be no questions about it. He just said, yeah, 23 shots of espresso. I was like, first off, no.
No.
That's not possible. How does one do?
She would be in the hospital.
Seriously, sure. That's a caffeine overload, right?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
5
I mean,
shots is too much.
2 shots
me.
Of espresso is a cup of coffee.
Yeah. 23, which is 11 and a little extra more.
Yeah.
There's no way. That's almost 12 times a normal cup.
Yeah. So that was like, is he saying throughout the whole day?
Nope.
Or right in that sitting?
In the sitting.
Hospitalized.
Hospital. Must have been. And
or
I asked
puking,
him.
Like, she would have been sick. Something would have happened.
And I asked, and he was just like, no, it's because caffeine just doesn't affect her like it does everybody else. Like, she used to eat coffee beans as a baby. And I was like, whoa.
Coffee beans have less caffeine.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, that's a big old difference there, buddy. Let's. No.
Also, that's really bad for babies.
Yeah, also, don't do that as a kid at all.
What was going on with her parents? Why were they feeding their baby coffee beans?
They needed her to grow up faster because they were getting divorced.
They needed her to grow up faster because they weren't making enough money and they needed her to get a job.
Oh, which one was sadder, my answer or yours?
They're both pretty sad.
Nice.
But I don't know why she would need to grow up faster if they were getting a divorce.
Because otherwise she's going to grow up because of that.
Oh. So they wanted to be grown before they divorced?
Yeah, so they didn't feel bad.
I think they're still going to feel bad.
Well, of course they're going to still feel bad. They better.
I mean, I don't know that much about how it feels to have my parents be divorced, but...
Yeah, neither do I. Let's change subject.
But I would think if it happened when you were a baby, it'd probably be better. Because, like, that's what just what you're used to, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I assume. I wouldn't know. Anyways, I was then recommended a sandwich by this same man.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't want to take his advice on anything after that.
No, he's a big fat liar.
Because, I don't want to call him a liar.
I'm calling him a liar.
But I don't.
Hey, buddy, you're a liar. And if you think you're telling the truth, I will fight you. That's fine with me.
He's a nice guy.
He won't fight me. He's too afraid because he knows he's not telling the truth.
Also does not listen to this podcast.
He knows he's not telling the truth. He can't fight me. The only way he can fight me is if he's telling the truth.
Fair. I guess that...
And I know he's not.
Those are fair terms.
And if he thinks he is, he can fight me.
Yes. Okay, good. I'm sure he would agree to those terms. I'm not going to organize this fight because that seems pointless.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Because he's not going to do it.
He's too nice.
He's too nice.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't believe
but
it.
But still, like...
Why?
I hope it's true, honestly.
I don't.
I got to talk to him this week about it because that would be... That's too weird, right?
It's not possible.
What is the weirdest story you've been told that turned out to be true?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a bad question.
Yeah.
That's a question that, like, if someone has one, it's probably a great story.
Well, my coworker today asked me what the most white trash thing... He said... Okay, so he said... this is actually kind of funny. He said, how long have you been in Murray? I said, about 4 years. A little over 4 years. And he said, okay, so you've been here that long. What's the most white trash thing you've seen? And I was like, dude. I said, you mean in Murray? And he goes, yeah. And I was like... Man, I don't know. None of it sticks around in my head because I grew up in such a white trash area. Like, oh. It doesn't faze me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
It is. But I don't think about it at all.
I know. But, like, if we want to go to the town where we can actually do things, we have to drive through the most white trash town near us.
That's true.
Like, and you're gonna see stuff there in Chandler. You're gonna.
Chandler anyway. Is where you see some weird shit.
Yeah. So... The thing I decided on, though, was, I don't know if I've told this story before or not, but I used to work in a town called Linville, very small town. I worked at a store called Bernie's Market.
Oh, yeah.
It is no longer around.
It's not? Good.
Anyway.
That place is
sucked. Basically, the reason that it existed was because the nearest Walmart to people in Linville was about 20 minutes away. So they could buy their groceries at Bernie's.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one man, and, like, granted, he wasn't white. He was Native American. But, like, this falls into the category for sure. So he...
White trash is a state of mind.
Yes, exactly. He would come in and buy, like, the yellow Listerine. And, like, it was the only Listerine...
I gotta be honest, I didn't know there was a yellow Listerine until you told me about, like...
Yeah.
Until you told me about it.
Yeah, so I didn't know there was until I started working there. But it was the only kind of Listerine we carried there. So it was sort of weird. Like, I was like, but I never thought much of it. Like, I noticed that the guy bought it, but I never thought about it, you know?
Right.
And he, one day the owner of the store came in and he had a bag of that stuff and he was like stamping the prices on it. And he said, hey, you know the guy who comes in and buys these? And I said, yeah, I've noticed. And he said, yeah, he's an alcoholic.
Okay.
He buys these and drinks them just to keep himself from getting the shakes.
Fuck.
Yeah. And that's literally the only reason we had him, was for that guy.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately bad.
Another one of those, like, weird morality questions. Like, should I be doing this? And I don't know. But he didn't have enough money to buy, like, real liquor, so that's what he bought. And, anyway, one day I literally saw him come in a hospital gown. He was wearing the gown. He was wearing pants, but no shirt, so, like, you could see his back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he had a, like, wristband on still from the hospital. Like, dude straight broke out of the hospital, I'm pretty sure. Came straight to Bernie's Market, bought himself some yellow Listerine.
Mm.
So, yeah, not a great dude. Oh, wait, that wasn't the most white trash thing that I've
That's
ever seen.
Not?
No.
What?
Yeah, so there used to be this Corvette that parked at the Boonville Walmart.
Okay.
And it was painted differently frequently. Now, Pat, when I say painted, I don't mean professional paint jobs. Oh,
my,
no.
Hold on. I want to guess.
I
want
to hear your guess.
House paint. Please tell me it was like a can of spray paint even.
No, it wasn't spray paint, bud.
What was it? It was legitimately house paint.
It had to be like latex paint, like just wall paint. I mean, it was bad. And the thing is, man.
I don't want it to be true.
Do you know, have you ever seen like, I used to have this Guinness Book of World Records, and there was a record, which there's, that book, first of all, not a book of champions, book of weirdos. Anyway, one of the world records is most, I can't even say this,
you
it's can. So stupid.
You got it.
Most coats of paint on a baseball. Whatever, right? Who gives a shit? But this old man had it, and it was like a baseball just the size of, oh man, like a yoga ball.
Oh my God.
Just that many layers of paint, right? Imagine cracking that thing open, you know? Just like
the
so many different colors. Well, I wasn't talking about this. I'm just talking about the colors, like the layers, like a 100-year-old tree.
Yeah.
So,
except probably not done in 100 years. Probably just did it.
Yeah, he just did it. He didn't have a job. Anyway.
That actually
I have
seems
to imagine,
stupid easy to do.
I have to imagine that that is what this dude's car would have looked like. But, like, and here's the thing, Pat. It wasn't just colors. He painted big old murals on the hood.
Oh.
Like, one time it was black and it had a white dragon on the hood. And it was always just definitely not the right kind of paint.
I love the premise of, like the baseball, his car slowly grew in size.
Here's the thing. It had to be, like, I bet he just kept repainting it. I'm just now realizing this. I bet he kept repainting it because he was using indoor wall paint, and it kept peeling off. So he was like, oh, it looks bad. Got time to repaint it. But I'm not joking. It had, like, six different paint jobs in a couple of months. Like,
I love the idea of him thinking that, like, a car's paint job shelf life is the same as, like, is like actual paint.
Yeah.
Well, because he's like, well, it works on the inside of my house, must be faulty. It's like, well, the inside of your house isn't like subject to weather.
Yeah.
And shit.
So, Pat, between those two stories that I just told you, which one would you say is more white trash?
I think the dude that is definitely using paint for the wrong reason is more white trash. The other one's just more so sad. Anyone can be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And only
right,
like certain
right.
people can be that big of an idiot.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I was right whenever I told you.
I think so, yeah. I don't have so much as a white trash story, but it's my favorite, like, stupid person story. I was working at Lowe's, and I was taking care of self-checkouts one day. And a man with a wife that was, I don't want to say out of his league, but I felt good for him. I was like, good on you, buddy.
And
you
then
know,
you met her.
I didn't necessarily meet her.
You spoke with her.
No, she just like mainly spoke to her husband, and her husband kind of like more or less translated because her accent was rather thick.
Gotcha.
So like her husband was American, don't know where she was from, but I was like, I can't really understand her. So he's being nice and like borderline translating for me. And they came in that day to specifically buy some paint. They came in to buy some like White House paint or something. And that's all they came to do. They came in to buy two cans worth. She, I guess, didn't know that the paint buckets had handles on them. Normally, when you buy a paint bucket, it'll have a handle attached.
Yeah, almost always.
Almost always.
And here's the thing. I worked at Lowe's in paint. They all had handles.
Yeah.
If they didn't have a handle, we didn't put them out.
Yeah. Or it was just the impulse.
Actually, we had, like, extra handles back there.
Or it was just her impulse to, like, if I buy something, I should put it in a bag. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they pay for the paint, and, like, I'm sitting there talking to the husband, and I watch her put a bag around one paint bucket, and I say, oh, you might want to just carry that by the handle. That'll tail right through the bag, even if you double bag it. And he tells her the exact same thing, and she goes, no, it'll be fine. And she pulls it away from, like, where it's sitting, and within a second, it tears through the bag, and it lands perfectly flat on the ground. And I was like, it exploded, it exploded, it exploded, and it didn't. I was just freaking out at the fact that that thing hit the ground and didn't bust open, and I was like, okay, that was lucky, and now a lesson has been learned. We will not do that again. She did not learn that lesson. She immediately was like, I better double bag the next one. And I said, you really shouldn't. You should carry it by the handle. She puts it in two bags. This one took a little longer to break through, and she walked a couple feet forward. She made it a foot away, 2 feet away, and then the bag tore, and this time the can was in motion. So the can hit the ground, turning at an angle, and it exploded outwards all over her husband's shoes. He was wearing open-toed shoes.
Oh, he got some white toes.
Oh, yeah. I was terrified. I was like, I don't know how to clean up latex paint off the ground.
Hey, let me tell you this, Pat. It ain't fun.
No, I bet it's not. Because there was like a special like powder that you had to mix into
it. Yeah, it sucks.
And it's like
solidifies it's supposed to like dry it up and then turn it into dust and then you can sweep it. Doesn't really do that.
Nope. It more or less just kind of
like...
It just
turns it into a goo.
Yeah, it turns it into a goo. It almost like congeals.
Yeah, it's pretty really much. Bad.
Anyways,
it sucks.
The only person negatively affected by this besides obviously the store was the husband. The husband has paint all over his like from mid-calf down. All over his shoes, all over his feet. And he just looks, she's just like, oh, I'm so sorry about your floor. And he just looks at me and goes, man, that's inconvenient. I was like, that's inconvenient? That's fucking inconvenient? Bud, you need new shoes. You need to wash your feet. How are you driving home without getting paint all over your car? This man's solidarity threw me for 1,000 loops.
Yeah.
I had no idea how he managed it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the only time I ever had to clean up paint, it was one time. It was, like, just the worst night of me working at Lowe's ever.
Yeah.
So, it was the first time I was working with my department manager, just him and me.
Gotcha.
On that night, I broke a paint shaker.
Oh.
Not my fault, but that's a different story. He thought it was my fault. Because he just, I don't know, he was stupid. Anyway, and also, spilled a quart of paint on the floor.
Gotcha.
Can busted. So that's what I'm going to talk about. It was a really bad night. But anyway, what happened was, so quarts of paint, we could fit 6 on the shelf back in a row. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If there were 7, you could fit them, but one was, like, halfway off both ends. They would sit there.
Precariously.
Sort of. Like, they weren't gonna fall if you didn't do anything, but, like, you just didn't want to do that.
Okay.
And what happened to me is what will happen if you put 7 there. Somebody thinks, oh, this is slightly hanging off of the end.
Oh, yeah.
I should push them back. So that it won't, somebody won't bump it and knock it off. So here's what happens when you push it back, Pat.
There's one hanging halfway.
There's one hanging halfway exactly the same off the back. And when you push it, the one off the back, it falls. And it busts open. And it spills a whole quart of paint on the floor behind a bunch of other stuff that you now have to move and also clean paint off of. So... that happened, and I had to clean that up, and it was terrible. Just because if it were in the middle of the aisle, it would have been so much easier. But it was so hard to clean up underneath that shelf. It was ridiculous. And then a couple of months later, somebody apparently dropped a can of paint in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why we were so worried about cleaning up paint in the parking lot.
Really, though?
But somebody, you know how loaders were kind of like had the bitch job?
Yes.
So... there's this one loader guy. He's super nice, but super weird guy for sure. He came up and he was like, hey, do you have, he said, somebody dropped a can of paint outside and I handed him the bag of powder. And I said, sorry, man. I gotta stay here.
I can't.
Outside ain't my jurisdiction.
Oh, man.
And I said I have to stay here. I said we're busy or something. I lied to him. He knew I lied to him because there was nothing going on. But I was like, just because it's paint does not mean I'm the one who has to clean it.
Fair. That's a good point. Just
I had, but like that was
I
the
just
most,
work here, bud.
That was the most I felt like a dick, but also so much power.
Yeah.
I said here. I said, here's the powder. Put that
deal
on
deal with it.
Put that on the paint.
It did the thing again. God.
Put that on the paint, sweep it up.
Cause I'm not doing it.
I said outside, that ain't me.
We had a situation.
Who spends more time outside, Mr. Loader, you or me?
We had a situation similar to like that. Similar to like somebody else do this. I was at work the other night, like last week, and there's a new guy working with us. Relatively new. He's someone that is out of training, but still needs to be trained.
Yeah.
Good old Sam, we'll call him. He is not my favorite. The other night, he got brought in for, I don't know, I guess dishes or something. I didn't see him like the entire night, which was a blessing. But at the end of the night, we're packing away everything in the store. Like in the restaurant, everything that had a liquid or an item in it needs to be taken back to dish and cleaned. So that includes our coffee creamer containers, which we've remembered. We got the coffee urns that contain the coffee. And then specifically a container in the lobby that contains a shit ton of lemons.
Yeah.
For people to put in their water or beverage. I don't know. I don't put lemons in my stuff. People can, whatever they want to use it for. We got the lemons.
We got the lemons.
We got so many lemons. I'll blow your fucking mind. They got so many
lemons.
That's
Panera's, you know how Arby's is, their slogan is, we got the meat?
Yeah.
Panera, we got the lemons.
And then it's just the lemon. Yeah. So that needs to be taken back and cleaned. At the end of the night, we have everything. And then someone, not going to say who, probably the person assigned to dining room, Sam, forgot to take care of the lemons.
Mm.
So we're sitting there.
Hey, at least lemons smell fresh and clean.
We're sitting there getting ready to clock out. And
in fact, a lot of dish soap smells like has lemon scented.
Ours is not, actually. Mm. Ours smells like generic dish soap.
People wouldn't even know.
That
it wasn't clean.
So our manager goes out and says just like, hey, can someone come get the lemon container? There's like 8 of us. No one moves naturally because we're all waiting for the one person to be nice enough to do it. And then she just out loud says, hey, Sam. Why don't you come and get this lemon container? And I was like, oh, good. He finally has to do something. Starts walking there. Makes it 10 feet. Turns around and like calls out someone at the end of the row of registers that were clogging out. And goes, you know what? Summer? Why don't you, you've been here longer. You could probably handle that. Which immediately, yeah. I was like, how do you not, you, look, I know that if you don't work at a place, if I just said go take care of the lemon container, you're not going to know what to do with it. Here's the procedure. You take the lemon container, you take the lemons out, you put them in the trash, you put the lemon container in the dishwasher. That's what you do with it. Because the lemons have been sitting out all day, so they're passed.
Yeah.
And you put it in the dishwasher, you get done with it, you're done. He didn't know how to do that. He's been working there for a month.
Oof.
He's a front end person. We all at the front end, or just in the store in general, know what to do. So he says that, and then Summer naturally responds with, I don't know, she said your name out loud. And he's just like, yeah, but I'm just worried I'm going to mess it up, you know? And then one of the guys online just gets shitty. I don't like the guy. This dude hates him and just is like, it's the fucking lemon container, and just shoulder checks him and then walks in there and gets it. And this fucker just has the audacity to look at all of us and be like, I guess he has somewhere to be.
Yeah.
It's like, we all have somewhere to be. We're closing. And you can't take care of lemons.
It's called home, bud.
It's called home, man. I want to go to sleep at 9:30.
I am a grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yours was passing the buck onto somebody that probably should be taking care of it. This dude passed the buck once unsuccessfully and then accidentally did it a second time because he pissed off another person. Just do it. It's not hard. Your name's been called. Admittedly, someone should have probably jumped on it like when she said, someone come do this. But no one did. So we all catch shit for that one. But then his name got called. If your number gets called, you do it.
But was it his responsibility initially too?
Oh, yeah. Because he was in charge of dining room.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. Dude, my hams have been itchy all day.
Your hams?
Yeah, my hams.
I saw a video of someone that was, the caption was, if you don't do this, you're a liar. And it was just a video of someone scratching the inside of, like, their palm right by their thumb.
Yeah, on their ham.
And I'm like, oh, man, my hand's really itchy. And then they stop scratching and immediately start, like, biting it.
Yeah. They bite their hams.
Yeah, they bite their hams. Which I was watching, I was like, that's weird that other people also do that.
Yeah.
And I was curious, as someone that does not bite their hands.
What do you say? What do you keep saying?
Do you hear, like, they scratch their hands, say that it itches.
No, go back. What's that word you keep saying?
Hands?
Yeah.
The things on the end of your, wrist, your mitts, your grabbers.
Yeah, hams.
Sure, we'll go with hams. I know.
They call it, I mean, like, why else would they call the stuff that you rub on there ham sanitizer?
Ham sanitizer. What's your favorite ham sanitizer scent?
Classic.
Yeah. You know what my
what's
favorite?
What's your favorite ham sanitizer flavor?
Bacon.
Ham. Yeah. Ham.
What's your favorite brand of hand sanitizer? You know what my favorite is?
Oh no! What is it?
Porkel.
Nice. I can't think of any.
That's a pun off the phrase Purell.
I can't think of any of them.
I only know the one. X?
Germex.
Germex, yeah.
I don't even know they make that anymore.
I'm sure they do.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know brands of fucking.
Well, I feel like Germex is like actually a like product under a brand. Like
I'm sure.
Like Purell's Germex or something.
Yeah. Probably.
Anyway. Man,
I don't use hand sanitizer very often. I just wash my hands a lot.
Mm. Wash your hams?
Wash my hams. I like to keep my hams clean. I like to keep them fresh.
Yeah, man.
You have like 3 text messages.
Yeah. It's the group chat.
Oh, thank God. I was like, dude, someone's trying to get a hold of you.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time to do some memes, man.
Time to do some memes. We've been sending some pretty good memes back and forth. Like, I'm pretty stoked about these memes.
You definitely can't. Yeah, don't read that one.
I'm not going to read that. I don't know why. Where did you get this picture of this tattoo?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
I can't talk about it because I don't want to describe all of it.
It's a lot.
I'm gonna say this one, even though I don't like it.
It's
should I not?
No, I don't know.
I'm not gonna. Basically, the first 2 that are actually memes are just wrong.
Yeah, you
they're just bad.
They're too much for anyone with a normal brain.
This one good?
This one's perfect.
Cool.
This one's right up the alley.
This is a brand of toilet paper. I don't know where it's from. I think it's called Tushel, maybe? Don't know.
Yeah, it's cut off.
Yeah. Anyways, it has a testimonial on it from a customer that was pleased with it. It is from a woman named Janet. She is 49 from Kent. I think this is British. And she says that this toilet paper really cleaned my anus.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Thanks, Janet.
Oh, hey, speaking of which, we had a bit that we were going to do on this, so I'm just going to do it right now.
Okay.
Did you know that people used to wipe their ass with broken ceramic pots? Just like the pot is the chip, and the poop is the guac.
Yeah. I didn't like it when it started.
Can you imagine the noise that it makes?
I can't. I imagine it's just like a literally scrape. Like,
yeah, it's like a scrape.
You're not picking that up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a scrape. Yeah.
Shh. Yeah.
It's like a, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to like what it sounds like when you shave, except squishier.
Yeah. Okay, this is the
dude,
only...
if you got poop anywhere on your body other than your butthole, would you clean it with only paper?
Fuck no. Dude.
That's what I'm saying. Toilet paper is ridiculous.
If I got poop on literally any other surface of my body, I'm washing it profusely. If it's anywhere below the waist, I'm taking a fucking shower.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
if it's anywhere, Above the waist? I'm taking a fucking shower.
And we're just like, just paper. Paper's good. That's good. That's enough for my anus.
Yeah.
And the best smelliest, part is, dirty. Oh, boy. I'm puking my mouth a little bit.
Yep.
Dirtiest part of my body. Literally a metaphor for dirt person. Let me just clean it with paper only. And insane.
And these fucking people are out here arguing about whether you fold or crumple. It doesn't matter. You're less than inches. It's millimeters or centimeters away from touching your own poopy butthole. Why are we worried how we're folding the paper?
It's only paper. That doesn't clean anything.
At all.
Only paper.
You know, the thing that we used to like wrap candy in sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Can we stop talking about it, please?
Dude, like you would at least use water.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Listen, bidets need to be in.
Yeah.
I need bidets to be in.
I need to have less times that I can touch my own ass.
Here's the thing. Bidets are the future. That's my opinion. Bidets are the future.
Okay. I believe you. I believe robot toilets are the future. On to the next thing.
I just want a robot to clean my
asshole.
On to the next meme.
It seems to be a post-it sign on like a telephone pole.
Yeah.
And it says, warning, I breathe dust. And then there's a picture of an old woman breathing into a bag. It says, I put all kinds of dust in a bag and breathe it. It makes me feel like Superwoman. And then there's another two pictures, one of her hand holding a pile of dust and then her face. And it says, warning, I do this. Give me a call if you have dust for me to breathe or convince me to stop. Either way, I'd love to receive your call. And it has her number listed. I love this because I don't get it.
I love that she's willing to listen to you try to convince her to stop.
Yeah, like she understands it's a bad habit, even though it makes her feel like Superwoman.
Yeah, this one's super weird, but I love it.
Yep. On to the next one. Four-panel comic from Poorly Drawn Lines. I love these.
Yeah.
It's a turtle on a pond, and he's saying, I'm tired of this pond. I want a pond with new features. And then a fish pops up and says, hi, I'm a fish. I'm a new feature of this pond. And then the next image is just a turtle looking flabbergasted. It's just like mouth agape. Its eyebrows are raised. Have you ever
seen this? Did you send this to me?
Yeah.
I did not see this.
Well, look at it now. yeah
no I didn't even did I get that I don't know if I even got that
well I'll send it to you again just to be
no,
safe
no you don't well you might have
oh to. Yeah I kind of need to
you might have to yeah
the next one is Americans dump 50 boxes of tea into the Boston Harbor crab at the bottom and it's just a picture of a crab with a top hat of cane using that one to me and it still makes me laugh
yeah no I love that one he's just drinking tea down there
what I don't know what this one is. It's a tweet and a response. And it's Kim Kardashian tweeting on 28th of September, yo, Kanye, where the album at? And then he responded, Mari Kart. He just said, Mari Kart.
What does it mean?
That's not a meme. That's just him. That's just something he'd say. That got 25,000 likes. We make legitimate jokes and put effort into shit. And this douchebag.
Yeah, no kidding.
This next one's a Facebook post, and it's a picture of ice cream with some strawberries in it. Or as the caption says, ice cream and Starburst.
Starburst.
Stir freeze. I hate it. I hate it so much.
All right, Pat, let's hit me with one more, and then we got to wrap it up.
Gotcha. This one is of a very sad-looking man in his bathroom on a carpet, and it says, tip, spice up your panic attack with a harmonica.
I love that one. That's so good.
Yep. Woo. We did it.
Yep. We recorded the podcast.
We made it through another one.
And we only talked about poop for like 4 seconds.
We only talked about poop a little bit. This is only the
second. We only compared it to We only compared poop to guacamole one time.
Oh. I hate you.
I don't know if the microphone picked that up, but I just ripped a loud one. And by loud one, I mean a fart.
He did a fart.
I did a fart right when we were talking about shit. You don't know that.
I hope you didn't shit.
I hope so. For you. Pat, I hope so too.
No.
I hope so. Pat also shit clear water today, so.
Yeah. I don't know why. It concerns me.
Yeah, you need to see a doctor about that.
There was poop in it, but the water was clear.
Wow.
Yep. Well, we did it, everybody.
Yeah, so I got to say a special... It's time. Got to say a special thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song called Living Room off of the album Something Old, Something New. We love it. We love them. And guess what, guys? I've got news about As Good As It Gets.
Oh?
This is real news. It's not even fake news about Mike White.
What are you talking about?
They have a new album coming out. You're
talking about fake news.
They have a new album coming out in, oh gosh, what day is this going up? 2 days from now?
Yes.
So, I guess...
Well, yeah.
It's coming out on October 4th.
Cool. So that'll be this Friday, tomorrow.
So tomorrow from now.
Yes. Not when we're recording tomorrow, but when you're hearing this, tomorrow is when you can pick up an album by some of our favorite
people. But here's the thing. Today, you can pre-order it, pre-save it, or whatever streaming service you use. And guess what? Your boy mixed it. Yours truly. I made it sound good, and I did a lot of work on it. I'm really happy with how it came out, so you should all listen. For sure. You should listen. For sure.
Even if it doesn't involve Brent, listen to it anyways. It's genuinely good music.
Yep.
Like, I've been listening to him mix it.
But I mean, if you are listening to this podcast, then you probably care about me and you should go listen.
Yes.
All right, Pat. So what's our real true fact about Mike White this week?
He still wipes with ceramic plates.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you think he reuses them?
Yeah, he puts them right in the dishwasher.
He puts them in the dishwasher, of course. Wow.
Yeah.
What an absolute genius.
Yeah. The tushwasher.
Oh boy.
Sometimes
what if you just put your butt, you poop, and then you just put your butt in the dishwasher. And just sprays it.
I can't. I don't know how that would work, Brent. I don't, because you can't turn it on unless the door is shut, and you can't shut it because you're in it.
Get all the way in it.
Brent.
Take the racks out.
Take the racks out.
Squat down.
Get in your dishwasher.
Get in your dishwasher.
Don't need to take a shower.
Yep, no need.
That would be a nightmare. I would think I was trapped in a sinking ship.
Yep.
In a boiling sea is the worst part, because it's hot water.
Yep, yep, yep.
You can cook a salmon in your dishwasher. You can cook salmon filet in your dishwasher.
Yeah, you can cook anything in your dishwasher. It gets hot in there.
Not that hot. You can cook salmon in it. You can cook fish.
All right. I'm done with this dumb stuff.
All right, everybody.
Even I'm tired of it now. Yep. I'm so sorry.
All right, everybody. Make sure you clean your ceramic poop wipers. And go listen to As Good As It Gets.
Yeah, and also...
And share this with the people you love.
And also...
And the people you love to wipe.
Also... What else?
Order another idiot sandwich.
There it was. And I'll read...